Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 7th of January, the first 3D Thoughts of 2019. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great Christmas, a great New Year. And let's get cracking with this week's ideas. And idea one, are there vampires in Poland? That was just one of the questions asked by someone to the Foreign Office last year. The reason? A woman he was due to meet for a date had asked him his blood type. Another caller in the US asked who had been voted off Strictly Come Dancing the previous night, and the caller in the Netherlands actually had questions about the plot of Braveheart. And they're just a list of some of the weird and wonderful questions that the Foreign Office were asked last year. For example, a man in Thailand wanted diplomatic backing as he argued against paying for a massage. He'd fallen asleep during it after all. And yes, they did lots of great stuff and lots of genuine queries. But I think one of the things we often talk about is choose them or lose them. Although it might be difficult for the Foreign Office to maybe get rid of some of the customers they don't want, do you have some time wasters amongst your customers? Are you wasting your time and energy in finding, attracting and keeping the customers that you don't want? Particularly at the expense of those you do want. Why not start 2019 with a focus on the sort of customers you want to work with? Idea two is to develop this. Are these in the list of values that your business has? Lots of businesses have them, but ethical or integrity, teamwork or collaboration, authentic, fun, customer-oriented? Well, according to Booz Allen Hamilton and the Institute of Business and Society programme, they actually found that most corporations' values incorporate similar words and ideas. 90% of them have reference to ethical behaviour, use the word integrity. 88% mention commitment to customers, and 76% cite teamwork and trust. Now, I'm not saying those words shouldn't be in your values, but are they actually the things that differentiate you, that make you unique? Do they actually spell out the behaviours you actually want? So I think the values any business should have should emphasise and reinforce you and why you're different. And the key bit is they should be spelt out, meaningful, used and lived. Are yours? We talk about Uber culture. You've heard me talk about it before. As ever, feel free to download the ebook that actually explains all about this, maybe what you can do to make 2019 a year of being dramatically and demonstrably different by creating the values that you want to shape the behaviours you want. One business that did have a set of core values that I think were slightly different was Southwest Airlines. Still is. They talked about working the Southwest way, about safety and reliability, friendly customer service and low costs. But living the Southwest way to do that was about having a warrior spirit, servant's heart and fun-loving attitude. And the reason I'm talking about Southwest Airlines was that the founder of Southwest, Herb Keller, actually died last week. And he really was one of the first dramatically demonstrably different business leaders I came across. He set Southwest Airlines up in 1966, flying between Houston, Dallas and San Antonio, and established a dramatically and demonstrably different business that revolutionised the industry and actually resulted in the likes of EasyJet, Jet2 and, yes, Ryanair. He focused on simplicity, efficiency and brilliant customer service, and did it by establishing a culture that supported and reinforced his personality of the business and demonstrated it. One of his quotes, "A company is strong if it is bound by love rather than fear." And they're actually very famous for some of the empowering and engaging their people. And I think a key one was that they actually allow them to do the demonstrations and the announcements in any way they want. Here are some of the things their staff were heard to say as an integral part of their dramatic difference. "If you're travelling with someone that needs assistance, put on your mask first and assist the other passenger. Unless it's my ex-boyfriend, then don't bother. If you're connecting on another Southwest flight, look for your flight on the monitors in the terminal. If you're connecting on another airline, we really don't care what happens." And the last one, "Although we never anticipate a change in cabin pressure, because if we did, we wouldn't have come to work today. If you're travelling with a small child that you were thinking, what were you thinking? Put your mask on first and then help them with theirs. If you're travelling with multiple young children, assist the one with the most potential first, then work your way down." All very tongue-in-cheek, but really is dramatically and demonstrably different. Have a great year. We'll see you soon. Bye.